That was an interesting passage, wasn't it? Trusting the wisdom of God, hope that endures. Trusting in the wisdom of God, hope that endures. It's the title of my talk this morning. We just join others across the country, across the Commonwealth of Nations, as we pause to remember. We have just remembered those who gave their lives in the cause of freedom. And we continue to remember those who continue to bear the scars of war, loss, and sacrifice. In addition to this, on a day like this, we also remember those we have loved and cared for but are no longer with us. And later on during the service, we have an opportunity to light candles in memories of those that we loved or were known to us but are no longer with us. As a church family, this morning, we remember Taiwo Okulaja, remember Desi Dixon, James Olorode, remember Tony Niwi, some members we've lost in recent times and years. I'm sure each and every one of us could have names of others in our extended family, in our community, amongst our social networks, those that we loved or once cared for, those who have touched our lives or whose lives we've touched that are no longer with us and are deeply missed. Remembrance Sunday is not an easy day. Thank God we've got some birthday celebrations to cheer us up later on this afternoon, so maybe that might make a bit of a difference. But generally, it's a difficult day for many of us, a day of grief, but also a day of gratitude, a day that could reopen some heartbreaks, but a day that could also spur in us a sense of thanksgiving to God. So I think it's really appropriate that we have that celebration later on this afternoon. In a day like this, it's not unusual for many of us to find ourselves asking, where is God's wisdom in all of this? How do we hold on to hope when the world feels uncertain, divided, or painfully unjust? As I speak, many children, vulnerable people across different countries in the world, of this world, in Ukraine, in Sudan, in Yemen and other places, are still being destroyed. So it is not an unreasonable question for us to wonder and ask, where is God's wisdom in all of this? How do we hold on to hope when everything feels unhinged, uncertain, or painfully unjust? Our readings today, one from Job that Eva read to us earlier. That reading brings us to Job, a man who lost everything. And the second reading that Shemi read to us speaks of life beyond death. Both passages offer profound insight into the wisdom of God and the hope that endures even when all else seems lost. In Job 19, we meet a man in utter despair. Job had lost his children, his wealth, he's lost everything. He's lost his honor, he's lost even his friendships. His friends are turned against him, insisting that he must have done something wrong to deserve such suffering. And some of us may be able to relate to that. That sense of being misunderstood in our pain and in our season of challenges. Yet Job refused to let go of his faith in God. Though it was excruciating and confusing, Job somehow held on to his belief that God, his Redeemer, lives. In the middle of his pain, we heard in Job 19, 25 to 26, I know that my Redeemer lives, and that in the end, he will stand up on the earth. And after my skin has been destroyed, yet in my flesh, I shall see God. Those words were not words of a man who had all the answers. They were the words of a man who trusted in the wisdom of God, even when life made no sense. Job's faith was not rooted in his circumstances. It was rooted in his conviction that God was and is alive. When no one could make sense of his suffering. And I'm sure you've got friends like that who in your moment of need will, they may not say it, but they think, maybe he's done something wrong to deserve that. Or just this does not add up. Thankfully, in the midst of it all, Job held on to God. He was unyielding in his belief that God is good. God is ultimately good, even when everything around him suggested otherwise. The famous writer C.S. Lewis, who also knew grief deeply, once said, God whispers to us in our pleasures, speaks in our conscience, but shouts in our pains. For pain is God's megaphone to rouse a deaf world. God whispers to us in our pleasures, speaks in our conscience, but shouts in our pains. Job in his suffering was hearing that divine shout, not as condemnation, but as an invitation for deeper trust in God. In our gospel reading from Luke 20, we meet in the Sadducees. The Sadducees are a religious sect who didn't believe in the resurrection of the dead. Those Sadducees try to trap Jesus with a riddle about marriage and about marriage in the afterlife. They said to Jesus, Moses wrote to us that if a man's brother dies and leaves a wife but no children, the man must marry the widow and raise up offspring for his brother. And then they talked about the seven brothers who died one after the other, having been married to the same woman. What a woman that must have been. Leaving no children. And finally, the woman died. And they posed the question at the resurrection, whose wife will she be? That question was built on human logic. The premise of that question was human logic. They assumed philosophically that life after death must simply be an extension of this life as we know it. And we all do that from time to time when we're trying to grapple with spiritual things, thinking that the spiritual is an extension of this life as we know it. Jesus replied the Sadducees with grace and authority. He said to them, those who are considered worthy of taking part in the age to come and in the resurrection from the dead will neither marry nor be given in marriage, for they cannot die anymore. They are like the angels and are children of God. And he added that God is not the God of the dead, but of the living. For to God all are alive. Jesus lifted the conversation from human philosophical reasoning to divine revelation. It teaches us that God's wisdom sees beyond the grave. God's wisdom sees beyond our clever categorization and beyond our comprehension. While the Sadducees saw limits, Jesus saw things from the point of eternity. It is true what the prophet said in Isaiah chapter 55, that God's thoughts are not like our thoughts. His ways are not like our ways. He doesn't reason the way we do. As high as the heavens are from the earth, so are the ways of God and his thoughts higher than ours. Job discovered that truth in the ashes of his suffering. He learned that God's wisdom runs deeper than our pain, and his purposes extend beyond what we can see or understand. Many of us know what it feels like to face questions without easy answers. Why do people suffer? Why are children dying of starvation when many countries have more than enough and they are throwing away? Why are there still wars and conflicts where the vulnerable and innocent are being slaughtered? Why do you and I sometimes pray and it seems our prayer weren't answered? Remember on Sunday brings those questions close to home. Faith, brothers and sisters, doesn't pretend as though we understand everything. I do get phone calls or emails, or sometimes some of you stop me in my tracks to ask questions like that. And the truth is, I don't have all the answers. For the place of faith is not to pretend as though we understand everything. But a place of faith is a place where we choose to trust in God who understands. He sees everything. He knows everything, even when you and I don't. I've shared this story before, but it's worth repeating because it fits well with what we're looking at this morning. It's the story of a weaver in a village, a weaver who made beautiful tapestries. And a little boy used to sit and watch him work. And from the underside of the loom, all the boy could see were knots and tangled threads. From the boy's perspective, the whole thing looks like a total mess. It looks like chaos. But one day, the weaver lifted up the boy, lifted him up to see the tapestry from above. And suddenly, the mess, the chaos, became a pattern of breathtaking beauty. This is how God's wisdom often works. From where we are, from our own natural perspective, things often look like chaos, like a mess. But my prayer this morning is that God in His mercy will lift us up to see things from His own perspective. From where we stand, life may look tangled, confusing, and unjust. But one day, all of us will see from God's side, and it will make sense. As Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians 13:12, "Now we see through a glass darkly, but then, at the end of times, we will see God face to face. Now we know in parts, then we shall know fully." The messy tapestry will become a thing of beauty. Both Jesus and Job pointed us to the same truth in the passages we read this morning. Our hope rests not in the present circumstances that we face or that we encounter in the world around us. No, our hope rests in the living God. Job said, "I know that my Redeemer lives. I may not be able to understand him or his workings. I may not be able to understand the messiness around me. But I trust in God who understands everything. I know that my Redeemer lives." That means every act of love, every life given in sacrifice, every tear shed for justice and peace are not forgotten. They are gathered into God's eternal memory, and one day everything will make sense. Remembrance Day that we celebrate today is not just about looking back, but it's also about looking forward to that day where everything will make sense. So this morning we remember not only the cost of war, but the promise of peace. This morning we remember not only the tragedy of war, but also the triumph of life. Jesus said, God is not the God of the dead, but of the living. I'm wearing a poppy, and some of us are equally doing that this morning. This is not a symbol of loss. It is a symbol of resilience, a symbol of hope, a symbol that we trust in the wisdom of God, a symbol of our hope in that sense of renewal. We know that out of the ashes of human sorrow, God brings new creation. It will all make sense one day. So, how do we live here and now to bring things into the present? We have been encouraged this morning to live in the light of God's wisdom and hope. We have been encouraged to trust in God that all things, all manner of things will be well. So let us endeavor to live with humility. Let us be encouraged that even though we don't understand all things, trusting God's wisdom means accepting that our perspective is limited, and that is fine. We are also being encouraged to live with compassion. When Job suffered, when all he had was destroyed, what he longed for was not really answers, but comfort. So let us therefore be a people who offer comfort and empathy rather than judgment. Job's friends didn't really do a good job. They didn't listen enough. They didn't care enough. They were lecturing and they were being judgmental. Our job is to bear one another's burden in love. So let us learn to engage with those going through a tough time with love and compassion. And the bit we can do in this troublesome world, the bits we can do to bring compassion and relief to others, let us endeavor to do that. Also, let us realize that hope is not wishful thinking. It is the steady conviction that because God is wise and good, the story doesn't end here. So, we may not see those who we love singing and dancing with us this morning, but we trust that they are held in the eternal song of God's love. When Jesus stood before the tomb of his friend Lazarus, he declared, I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live even though they die. That is our hope. That is the wisdom that sustains us. And that is why, even as we remember the losses of those who are dear to us, we can also give thanks and say with confidence that because our Redeemer lives, and because to God all are alive, we will not allow grief to overwhelm us. Brothers and sisters, as I round up, let's remember we are a people of faith, a people of hope, and a people of love. The wisdom of God may seem mysterious, but it endures. The hope of God may flicker in the storms, but it never goes out. And his steadfast love, as we sing every Sunday, his steadfast love never comes to an end. So today we remember We trust and we hope that because God who held Job in his suffering, that same God who raised Jesus from the dead is the same God who holds us still. We trust in his wisdom, we trust in his mercy, and we trust in his eternal love. Therefore, we will not be overwhelmed by all the sense of evil and grief and pain around us. We will trust in God's wisdom and we will hope continually in his eternal deliverance. Amen.